number 10,661, CMF Bayside LLC, north of Road 394, 929 feet southeast of Route 54, within American Bayside Development. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home as offices.
Excuse me.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to put this board up here.
Sure, go right ahead.
You missed it twice, it's evening.
I got another one here if anybody wants it. Mr. Chairman, Tim Willard with Fuquay, Urey & Willard here in the circle representing the applicant. It's Carl Freeman Companies, CMF Developers. Behind me, Doug Brown, he's in the blue shirt. He's a vice president of the development, and Steve Marshall with GMB Engineers. And just to shift gears a little bit, this is a special use exception request. And I think you're all aware that standard for these is that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring or adjacent properties. And we believe it will not. Just to give you a little history here, and you have this in your packet, eight copies of it to you. This is the Maritime Bayside. And in 2005, in the April 18th, you all approved a special use exception to put three mobile home trailers on this exact location for sales offices and business uses for Americana Bayside. And that 5 years has expired. When you approved it, you approved 107 by 60 foot unit, a 95 by 60 foot unit, and a 35 foot by 60 foot unit. And I'm going to mark on here. Two of those units, the 107 by 60 and the 35 by 60, they were right here, right there. And that was in 2005, that was approved. And then the 95 by 60 is this one, showing on your site plan is the existing. What the applicant is asking is that they would like a special use to continue for this one 95 by 60 unit where it's located on the site plan. And that office mobile home unit will be used for sales as also for an offices for the golf course administration. So in essence, in 2005, you found that this special use exception would not adversely affect neighboring properties. Since that time, we've cut it in half, reduced it completely. Why we're asking for it again to a much lesser extent is because it's still needed. And I don't need to tell you gentlemen that, you know, 5 years ago, maybe 120 some units were moving in a year or so, and now it's, you know, half that. But they are moving, and the project's going well. In fact, we're hoping we don't need all 5 years. Right. It's very likely that we won't. We're hoping, optimistic. And when the special use expires, this has already been approved for development with homes, and it'll be developed according to the site plan that was approved. I have some photographs that I'd like to present to the board of what it looks like now. Since those buildings have been removed, they've actually sodded the area where they were moved. They've been landscaped. So I have some photographs.
Is this picture the old one or the current
one? This is the current one, the one we're asking for.
The one you gave, the one that's in our package.
You already have it then?
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Brown, you want to come forward for a second? Perhaps you have to be sworn.
Is the other gentleman going to testify?
No.
Also, Mr.
Okay. Not unless you're
name and address.
Douglas Brown, 6 Wigan Court Road, Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Brown, you represent the developer for this development?
I do. I'm the vice president of development for Carl and Freeman Companies.
And you've heard my representations about what you're asking for here today. Are they true and accurate?
It's correct, yes.
That's all I have, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I don't see it.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Did you plan on building it all, consider starting building it, or anything, looking into the building, the new building there?
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
Have you planned on building another building there or anything?
We have a preliminary site plan approval for phase six, which will incorporate this area.
Homes.
Yeah, so in other words, Mr. Workman, this is very temporary. We wish it, we didn't have to ask for this extension, but this has already been approved for part of the residential development, and that's how it'll be built out.
Yeah, the area just to the east of our offices have been built. There's a swimming pool, condos, and townhouses.
How long do you think before you have it?
It could be as soon as two years, but it could be as long as four. So that's why we've asked for five, just to give ourselves a little bit of a cushion there.
This is strictly, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is strictly sales. This doesn't service the golf course at all, right?
We have, they're basically administrative offices. So I have a team of four folks. We used to have 111. We had a home building operation. We're down to four. There are three offices for the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation that we allow them to use free of charge. And then there's golf administrative people, marketing, accounting functions that are also in this existing building. So there's roughly about 20 of us total there.
They're in networking.
That's not your shop, is it? I mean, golf shop and stuff?
It's not the pro shop.
No. It's administration for the golf course.
Yeah, the pro shop has its own building by the golf course.
It's not a building visited by golfers typically.
No. We get, you know, once in a while a homeowner will drop in, but it's generally just administrative functions.
Okay.
So the use of this building has been and will be continue to be the same? There will be no sales out of this building?
That's correct. We're strictly developers now. We shut down our home building operation, so we develop the lots and then sell it to NV Homes, which has a separate model home that they sell out of at a location.
So there will be sales?
We have contract negotiations. We don't have prospective buyers that come in to us on a frequent basis.
They would be coming into the NV model home?
Yeah, that's correct. They have a model home that their sales staff is located in a little bit further down the road from us, but within the same project.
Okay. Any further questions? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10661 as this hardship or exceptional practical difficulty is due to unique condition, which is the downturn in the current real estate market, which we're all aware of. I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood. In fact, I think it adds to the neighborhood. So I move that we approve.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe. Second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,661.
For 5 years.
For the period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Case number 10,661.